Here is your men's basketball starting lineup between Dort College and Morningside. And for the Dort College defenders, it is a makeshift lineup again. Chet Barkema injured this past Monday in practice. That's going to prevent him from playing. Nothing long term. That's the good news. The bad news is, even if it's only a two-week injury, that's probably enough to take you out for the rest of the year. Dort College will start Andrew O'Donnelly, 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 9.3 points per game. Alec Henriksen is a 6'2 sophomore from Spirit Lake, Iowa, averaging 15.6 points per outing. Marcus Winterfeld wears number 4. He's a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 11.2 points per game. Number 13 is Alex Terpstra, 6'4 senior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, averaging 9.7 points per contest. And Taylor Feenster is a 6'7 junior from Hull, Iowa, averaging 8.4 points per game. For the Mustangs, they will go with double zero, Pierce Almond, a 6'2 sophomore from Grand Island, Nebraska, averaging 9.4 points per game. Brody Eggers, a 6'2 sophomore from Urbandale, averaging 14.5 points per contest. Number 12 is Ryan Tackmeyer. Tackmeyer, a 6-foot senior from Davenport, Nebraska, averaging 10.5 points per game. Alex Borchers wears number 22. He's a 5'11 freshman from South Sioux City, Nebraska, averaging 9.5 points per game. And Bryce Cook is a 6'6 senior from Del Rapids, South Dakota, averaging 16 points per game. A sixth starter, if you will, is number 33, Tyler Borchers, a 6'7 freshman from Lamar's, averaging 12.2 points per game. He will play starter minutes for the Morningside Mustangs. Taking a closer look at this Morningside Mustang men's basketball team, they enter play today 18-7 overall. They're 8-6 in league play. They've won 4 out of their last 5 after suffering back-to-back losses to Briarcliff and Dort on January 7-11. The loss in that 5-game stretch with a 101-72 drubbing at home against Dakota Wesleyan. Bryce Cook is their leading scorer at 16 points per game. For the defenders, they're 13-14 overall, 4-11 in the G-Pack, averaging 88.4 points per game, allowing 84. Alec Henriksen tops the team with 15.6 points per game. He's made 42% of his three-point shots. The defender men were on the short end of a 96-74 decision against Briarcliff back on February 1. The Mustang men were 90-78 winners over Hastings on Saturday. The defender men won the January 11 meeting 95-88 behind 23 points by Henriksen. Winterfeld added 19, Terpstra 18. Almond scored 20 to pace Morningside. Tackmeyer added 19, all of them in the second half, while Cook had 18. Morningside Mustangs, black jerseys, black numbers, you heard right. With those numbers trimmed out in a very faint, almost gray, could be a white. Have to question sometimes who designs these jerseys. Definitely not anybody who wants to read them. Bite my tongue till it bleeds. Marcus Winterfeld will jump it up against Bryce Cook. And the opening tip is controlled by the Mustangs. Mustangs with the basketball out front. Mustangs pass it left side over to Tackmeyer. Tackmeyer gives it up to Brody Egger. Egger with the basketball picks up his dribble, reverses left side, Borchers. Alex Borchers, three, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld, long pass over the top, O'Donnell's gets it to Terpstra. Three ball corner, too strong, no good. Kicks off the heel, rebound taken away by Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers goes left side, three on the way, is up and good. A three-point basket for Brody Egger, and the Morningside Mustangs take a 3-0 lead. 3-0 our score. Dort College over the basketball. Left side it goes Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up Winterfeld. Winterfeld, they feed it down low for Taylor Feenstra. Gives it up to Terpstra. Terpstra down low. Winterfeld. Winterfeld, hook shot in the lane. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 3-2. 3-2 our score. Left side pass goes over to Egger. Egger gives it up to Almond. Almond with the basketball. Now Borchers. Borchers driving in. Nothing there. Egger. Egger three. Missed it. No good. And the rebound is taken away by Dort College and Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen driving in. Lost it. And it's picked up by Egger. Egger driving in against Winterfeld. Short arms the layup, but there for the follow is Techmeyer. Techmeyer there to clean up the mess. And the North College defenders trail it 5-2. 5-2 our score, 18-23 remaining here in the first half. Winterfeld with the basketball. Winterfeld gives it up over to Terpstra. Terpstra gets it left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell dumps it underneath for Feenstra. Feenstra shot is good. Feenstra with the basketball, with the basket. Taylor Feenstra drops it off underneath. And the two-point basket for Bryce Cook, and the Dort College defenders lead it 7-4. Beg your pardon, Dort College trails it 7-4. With the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen gives it over to Terpstra. Terpstra underneath. Feenstra. Feenstra reverses it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the left side. O'Donnell, Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with a three-point basket. He's got five, and the Dort College defenders tied up 7-7. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Dort College. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 7-7 our score. Dort College tying it up on a three-point basket by Marcus Winterfeld. Dort College using a timeout. And Coach Ross Dalma saw something he wanted to talk about immediately. With a pass, goes left side to Cook. Cook is fouled on the play by Terpstra. Terpstra got faked into the air. And Alex Terpstra is whistled for the personal foul. Bryce Cook will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two free throws. 17-12 remaining in the first half. Bryce Cook. First free throw is up and good. Another one on the way for Cook. Cook, 6'6 senior from Del Rapids, South Dakota. Another free throw on the way. And the Mustangs lead it 9-7. 9-7 our score. Backcourt with the basketball is Winterfeld. He feeds it over to Terpstra. Middle of the floor, O'Donnell. O'Donnell in traffic. Up on the rim, good. Two-point bucket by O'Donnell. And back we go the other way. Borchers. Borchers gives it over to Allman. Allman gives it up left side over to Egger. Egger with the basketball. Egger to Allman. Allman, three, no good. Long rebound, though, taken down by Techmeyer. Techmeyer over the basketball, back over to Allman. Allman at the top of the key, comes back right side. They feed it on the left wing over to Borchers. Borchers with the basketball. Borchers feeds it underneath. Nothing there, Techmeyer. Techmeyer comes back right side, Borchers. Borchers puts it up. Drew some contact, finishes at the rim, and it's 9-11. North College down 2. 16-20 remaining. 16-20 left to play in the first half. Left side pass for the basketball is Henriksen. Henriksen driving in, and he is fouled on the play. Alex Borchers whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on him. And free throws on the way for the Dort College defenders. Shooting free throws will be Alec Henriksen. Henriksen scoreless thus far. 11-9, Dort College down two. Henriksen's first free throw up on the rim and falls through. Another one on the way. Terpstra checks out of the ballgame. Chandler Brunsting checks in. One other lineup adjustment of note. Wearing number 33 this evening will be Taylor Miedema. As with the injury to Barkema, Dort College a little short-handed at that position. Henriksen ties it up at 11 with a couple of made free throws. So Miedema, a freshman from Sheldon, wearing number 33 this evening. He is on the bench as a reserve for Dort College tonight. Techmeyer, three from the corner, no good. Rebound taken away by Winterfeld ahead to Brunsting. Brunsting on the left wing. Brunsting, Winterfeld, Winterfeld on the left side. They get it back over to Feenstra. Feenstra out front, Henriksen. Henriksen to Brunsting. Brunsting with the basketball out front. Winterfeld, Winterfeld, three on the way. Good. Marcus Winterfeld with a three-point bucket. He's got eight. Dort College leads 14-11. 14-11 our score. Pass it down low, Borchers. That's Tyler Borchers over to Alex Borchers. Into the corner, Egger. Egger, three, no good. Rebound cleared by Brunsting. Here comes Dort College. Brunsting into the front court, left side pass. Winterfeld heat check. Shot short, no good for three. That was a long range three. Rebound cleared. Here's Alex Borchers. Borchers spin move into the lane over to Egger. Egger on the left side. Egger picks up his dribble. Pass it down low. Shot in traffic, no good, but a foul on the play. Foul called on Feenstra. And Tyler Borchers will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. Tyler Borchers, a 71% free throw shooter coming into the contest. Van Langen and Terpstra waiting at the scorer's table to check in for the white team. Free throw is up by Borchers, no good. That has been an Achilles heel for Borchers throughout his high school career. Now in college, he has improved to 71%. He's got another one on the way. Spent some time at the University of South Dakota. Spent last year at USD after originally committing to Morningside, then decommitted. Walked on at USD after a state tournament run by the Bulldogs, and now has transferred to Morningside, where he is averaging 12.2 points per game as a redshirt freshman. Left side with the drive is Henriksen. Henriksen lost it on the way up, blocked by Borchers. Rebound cleared by Van Genkel. That's Brody Van Genkel. Van Genkel on the right side. Van Genkel picks up his dribble. He passes left side over to Egger. Egger with it. Egger back over to Van Genkel. Van Genkel right side. Egger on the left wing. Techmeyer, 12 to shoot, now 10. Winterfeld guarding Techmeyer. Techmeyer off balance, left-handed shot, good. Techmeyer with four. We're tied 14-14, 14-18 remaining. Van Genkel gives way to Techmeyer. Lob pass over the top, Winterfeld. Winterfeld off of the glass, good. Marcus Winterfeld with 10 first-half points. Dort College leads 16-14. 16-14, our score. Morningside basketball on the left wing. Pass cross court over to Brody Van Genkel. This is Techmeyer, trapped momentarily. Now Dort College retreats. Pass at left side. Over the top, Techmeyer. Techmeyer, two steps beyond the three-point line. Seven to shoot. Now six. Pass in the lane to Borchers, and a blocking foul called on Winterfeld. Blocking foul called on Marcus Winterfeld. Came before the shot. And the Mustangs will inbound the basketball. Brody Van Genkel. Bounce pass down low. Coming up with it is Borchers. And Borchers has it blocked from behind by Van Langen. Here comes Dort College in transition. Terpstra pulls it for three, no good. And now an offense, a foul called on the rebound. Brunsting got held. They're going to call the foul on Brody Egger. That's foul number one on Egger. 16-14, Dort College up two with the basketball. 13:27 remaining in the first half. Pass comes in over the top. Winterfeld too strong with a 17-footer from the right wing. Rebound cleared by Morningside. Mustang basketball, Van Genkel. Van Genkel gives it up to Borchers. Borchers goes right side, Matthew Hahn. Left side pass, Van Genkel. Van Genkel, Cook. They look down low again for Borchers. Hot front with it is Hahn. Hahn back over to Borchers. Borchers, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra, nothing there. Picks up his dribble. Gives it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld goes right side, Brunsting, Henriksen, 15 to shoot, straight on Henriksen. He fires a three, and he drills it. Alec Henriksen with five, Dort College leads 19-14. Morningside basketball, pass left side, Van Genkel on the wing, guarded there by Brunsting. Comes to Hahn. Hahn, step back, Terpstra there defending him. Pass goes left side, Egger out front, Borchers, comes back right side. Tahan, guarded there by Terpstra. Out front, Egger gets a ball screen from Borchers. Jamming the screen was Winterfeld. Cross-court pass, right side, wing jumper by Hahn is good. Matthew Hahn with a three-point bucket. Dort College leads 19-17, 12:05 remaining in the first half. with the basketball out front is Henriksen. Henriksen looking right side for Brunstein. Comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld over to Henriksen. Henriksen in between the circles. Henriksen might have got away with a carry. Drives into the lane. Tries to come to a stop, and he slips and falls. Dort College turns it over. Brunstein will check out of the ballgame, as will Van Langen. On the floor for the Dort College defenders will be Henriksen, O'Donnell, Feenstra, Winterfeld, and Terpstra. Borchers, Van Ginkel, Almond, Cook, and Hahn on the floor for the Mustangs. Pass right side. Shot on the way is no good by Hahn. They call him for traveling, and Dort College gets the basketball back. Zach Bussard's going to check into the ballgame. Buss checks in. Checking out will be Winterfeld. So Dort College going a little deeper into their bench with Bussard. Bussard played well against Briarcliff last week. They get it out front. Henriksen thought about the three. And now hesitated. Van Ginkel comes away with it. Comes back right side, Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel left side, Almond. Almond guarded there by Terpstra. Lost it. Gets it ahead, Bussard. Bussard back over to Terpstra. Terpstra on the right wing. Bounce pass down low, O'Donnell. Feeding Bussard. Bussard puts it up. Blocked by Cook. Rebound cleared by Morningside. Van Ginkel comes away with a basketball. Van Ginkel looking. They pass it through the lane. And we've got a foul on the play called on Borchers. Borchers and Bussard tangled up, and Tyler Borchers whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number one on the freshman from Lamar's. So Bussard, a freshman from Papillion, Nebraska, seen extensive time on the junior varsity circuit this year. Played well against Briarcliff last week. He checks back out of the game as Winterfeld just needed enough time to catch his breath, take a break on the defensive end, get a drink, and he's back into the ballgame in place of Bussard. Henriksen running through the double screen, got tangled up, comes out front with the basketball. He's guarded there by Hahn. That's Borchers, beg your pardon. Henriksen off the drive, shot no good, long rebound. And tapping it out was Feenstra. Feenstra corrals it after no one picks it up. Terpstra dribbles, taken away by Almond. Almond will drive in. Almond gets it away. Cook, Cook, bucket, good. Bryce Cook with six, and we're tied at 19. 10:20 remaining here in the first half. With a basketball out front, Winterfeld. Winterfeld driving, gets it away to Feenstra. Feenstra shot no good. Rebound fought for and a jump ball called, alternating possession. It will be, well, it's going to be Dort College basketball, I believe, but we've got a technical foul assessed to Taylor Feenstra. And we've got a technical foul assessed to Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the personal. So it'll be free throws for Morningside. And they'll have their choice on who they want to shoot the technical foul shot. That'll be Techmeyer. First free throw by Techmeyer is up and through. He's got another one on the way. Second free throw for Techmeyer. This one's up and good as well. 21-19. Techmeyer gives Morningside a two-point advantage. Feenster checks out. Henriksen checks out. Van Langen checks in, as will Brunsting. O'Donnell will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. O'Donnell trying to feed it into Van Langen and turns it over. It'll be Morningside basketball. 10 minutes remaining, first half of play. Pretty critical juncture right here for Dort College. They've surrendered seven in a row. And now drive on the baseline. That's going to go a foul called on Brunsting. Chandler Brunsting whistled for the personal. His first. Team foul number five on the defenders. Dort was up at 1 point, 19-14, but Morningside has now scored, I said six, it's seven in a row. Hager down to the baseline, cut off there by Terpstra, and a travel violation called against Brody Hager. He turns it over. It will be York College basketball after the turnover. Winterfeld inbounds the basketball to O'Donnell. O'Donnell brings the basketball up. He's in between the circles. Pass goes left side, Ben Langen. Ben Langen puts it on the floor. Kick out pass, Brunsting. Now Terpstra. Terpstra, right wing three. Missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound tapped and controlled by O'Donnell. O'Donnell, basket good. Andrew O'Donnell with 4 points on the putback after the tap out by Ben Langen. And now we've got a foul on the play called on Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers whistled for his second personal foul. Bryce Cook will check out of the ballgame. Bryce Cook will check in, I should say. Tyler Borchers will check out. And the North College defenders will inbound the basketball and bring it up with Andrew O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball out front. Ben Langen. Ben Langen right side, Terpstra. Terpstra on the wing. Terpstra outside O'Donnell. O'Donnell sets up, wing jumper halfway down, pops out. Tap out by Ben Langen. Ben Langen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell shot no good, but a foul on the rebound. That's going to go on Ben Langen. Josh Ben Langen whistled for the personal. That's team foul number 6 on the North College defenders in this half. Our score. 9 minutes left to go, first half. Lob pass over the top. They get it left side, Techmeyer. Techmeyer on the wing. They get it back down low to Cook. Cook against Ben Langen. Shot no good. Rebound cleared by Ben Langen ahead to Brunsting. Does not have the numbers. Brunsting sheds the defensive player. Gets it over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld three, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Mustang basketball. Pass ahead to Cook. Cook with the right hand. Layup no good. Rebound Ben Langen. Ben Langen over to O'Donnell. Here comes Dort College in transition again. Ben Langen the trailer. They get it instead over to Brunsting. Brunsting with it. Top of the key. Left side Winterfeld. Winterfeld Terpstra. Terpstra thought about pulling it for three. Instead tries to dump it down low for Ben Langen. Taken back by Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the basketball. Techmeyer back over to Egger. Egger three. Good. Brody Egger with 6, and the North College defenders trail 24-21. Morningside calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Mustangs. Their first timeout, they have 5 remaining. Back with more after this. This is North College basketball on KDCR. North College trailing Morningside 24-21 in GPAC men's basketball play. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Proud to support North College and Defender Athletics. By the way, you can go to KDCR885.com and click audio and podcast under the news link and listen to post-game interviews with Coach Ross Dalma and Coach Katie DeWitt-Severson. You can also become a KDCR podcast subscriber and receive immediate Defender Athletic interviews on your smartphone. Go to KDCR885.com and click audio and podcast under the news link. Dort College basketball with the basketball. Right side O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the wing. O'Donnell with the basketball. Dort College got Henriksen back on the floor. Bussard back in the game as well. Henriksen with it. Henriksen trying to drive in. Morningside dives after it. They poke it away. Henriksen comes up with it. Henriksen will pull the string on the three-point basket. He missed it, but Winterfeld rises up and knocks down the tip in. And the North College lead is, deficit is 24-23. Morningside basketball, left side. Ball stolen away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell, jailbreak, nobody catching him. And a steal by O'Donnell, a basket by O'Donnell, and the North College defenders reestablish a one-point lead at 25-24. Hager with the basketball, goes right side. Hahn gives it to Borchers. That's Alex Borchers. Left side back over to Egger. Egger out front. Alex Borchers, Techmeyer. Techmeyer on the wing. This is Hahn. Hahn, the freshman from Urbandale, gets back over to Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers back to Egger. Egger, short jumper from 10, no good. Rebound fought for and tipped by Brunsting, controlled by Bussard. He gets it away. to Winterfeld. Winterfeld left side, Brunsting. Brunsting, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, two players around him, and O'Donnell is going to be called for traveling. So Dort College turns it over. Morningside over the basketball. Pass goes left side. Almond. Almond to Borchers. Alex Borchers with it out front. Alex Borchers back over to Almond. Almond misses the three. Rebound tipped and controlled by Henriksen. Here comes Dort College. Alec Henriksen into the front court. Passes into the corner. Brunsting. Brunsting, Henriksen. Henriksen in between the circles. Henriksen goes left side to Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up to Brunsting. Brunsting into the corner. O'Donnell. Neither team in the bonus yet. O'Donnell, the runner, missed it, no good. And Bussard, the hustle play, gets a hand on the basketball, saves it in off of a Morningside player. It will be Dort College basketball. Brunsting checks out, Bussard will check out, and that's one thing Dort College crowds over the years have appreciated. Those players who will play for short stints and just make a play or two, and that time Bussard and Brunsting both get a nice hand from the crowd for their work here this evening. Henriksen with the basketball, driving in, puts it up with the left hand, bank shot, good. Alec Henriksen takes it to the rack. Dort College back in front by three, 27-24. Driving in, left side is Almond. Almond answering with a two-point bucket. Almond, a nice player. Transferred from Kearney. Pass goes left side, Henriksen, a three, is he feeling it? Yep. Alec Henriksen, two threes, a two and two free throws. Added up, he's got 10, and the defenders lead by four, 30-26. Mustang basketball, left side, Alex Borchers comes out front, Almond. Almond to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel, they tried to jam him on the pick and roll. Matt Clemmy on the ball game as well for Morningside. Driving in is Borchers. Borchers got sandwiched. He ends up traveling with it. Turnover, Dort College basketball. 5:02 remaining in the first half. Dort College leading 30-26. Dort College basketball. O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra in between the circles out front. Terpstra looking. Backdoor cut intended for O'Donnell. It's taken back by Morningside. Here comes Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel stops, pops. 15-footer short, no good. He was under pressure. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Coming away with it is Henriksen. Henriksen driving in, and he is fouled on the play. That foul was charged to Morningside. That's foul number five, and that was against Morningside's Andrew Simondini. Ross Cooper will check into the ballgame, checking out Alex Terpstra. Alec Henriksen will inbound the basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Winterfeld with it on the left side, working against Tackmeyer, comes back to O'Donnell. Dort College a fresh 30 to work with after the foul call. Cooper puts it on the floor, reverses O'Donnell. Henriksen, ball fake, three on the way, yes! Alec Henriksen, three threes. He's got it going now. He's got 13. And the Dort College defender lead is 33-26. Van Ginkel driving in with the left hand, shot no good. Rebound cleared by Clemmy. Back over to Tackmeyer. Tackmeyer, floater in the lane, good. Ryan Tackmeyer with a two-point basket. Tackmeyer now with six. I believe he should have eight. He does. And the defenders lead 33-28. They give it high post to Van Langen. Van Langen to Cooper. Cooper, floater. It's good. Count the hoop, and he is fouled. Ross Cooper, the sophomore from Applington, Iowa, driving in, getting the floater to go. He's got a free throw on the way. Foul charge to Ryan Tackmeyer is his first. I believe he was inside the charge circle. And the Dort College defenders will send Ross Cooper to the free throw line for the three-point play. Nord College trying to extend the lead to 8, leading 35-28 currently. Pending a free throw by Coop. Ross Cooper, three-point play opportunity by the left-hander, and he buries it. Ross Cooper with 3. Defenders lead 36-28. Morningside basketball. This is Semedini. They feed it underneath to Cook, and a foul from behind called on the defenders. I believe that's going to go on Bussard. And Zach Bussard whistled for the personal. So Zach Bussard whistled for the foul, number 41. Cook, first free throw, no good. He's a 72% free throw shooter. He's 2 for 3 today. And another free throw on the way. Free throw by Cook. That one's up short, but it falls through anyhow. So Bryce Cook makes 1 of 2. And the defender lead is 7, 36-29, 3:28 remaining first half. Andrew O'Donnell passes it off. With it out front is, well, it's Henriksen. Henriksen stolen by Cook, but a foul on the play called by Bussard. Bussard commits the foul before Cook can get the slam dunk, so Zach Bussard has just picked up his second personal. And Van Langen will check out of the ball game. Bryce Cook will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot 2. Free throw on the way for Cook, a 1-1. That one's up and through. He's got another one coming. 36-30, Dort College up 6. Another free throw on the way. This one's up and good as well. So Bryce Cook makes both free throws. And the defender lead is 36-31, 3:15 and counting, first half. Henriksen picks up his dribble, comes over to Van Langen. Van Langen gives it off to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball into the corner. Cooper. Cooper, 3. Hangs on the rim. Won't fall through. And the rebound is taken away by Almond. Here comes Morningside. Morningside over the basketball. Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel looking down low. Intended for Cook. Ball is deflected out. Last touch by Dort College and Josh Van Langen. It'll be Morningside basketball. 2:52 remaining. 2:52 left to play. Van Ginkel gets the ball inbounded, gets it to Almond. Almond comes right side. They feed it down low. Back to Almond. Almond driving left side, left hand, left it short, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up with it is Henriksen after the pass by Van Langen. Three-pointer by Henriksen, partially blocked. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Van Ginkel with the basketball across the timeline. Van Ginkel setting the offense. Bounce pass into the lane, taken away by Cooper. Cooper running the break. Tries to feed it off for O'Donnell. It's taken back by Morningside. Now cherry picker. Here's Cook. And Cook with the easy slam dunk. Never made it up the floor, and he's rewarded with an easy slam dunk. No traffic around him, and it's 36-33. Henriksen driving in. Cook blocks it. Henriksen comes down with the offensive rebound. Comes back over to Ross Cooper. Cooper with a basketball. Cooper picks it up over to Winterfeld. They feed it down low for Van Langen, and a foul on the play called on Bryce Cook. That's number 1 on him. 36-33, Dort College by 3. Cooper checks out of the ball game. Chandler Brunsting checks back in. And Josh Van Langen will shoot a 1-1. Van Langen, a 50% free throw shooter, has not scored yet this evening. Free throw by Van Langen is up and through, averaging 5.8 points per game. Another one on the way for the freshman from Sioux Center. 36-33, Dort College by 3. Second free throw is up, and that one's good for Van Langen. So Van Langen, after having a free throw percentage down in the upper 30s and low 40s for the first half of the season, he's worked his way above 50% this season. Dort College gets the ball back on the turnover as Morningside throws it away. Andrew Semedini turns it over. Dort College will bring it back. O'Donnell takes it across half court. 1:37 remaining. Dort College up 5. Pass goes left side, Van Langen. Van Langen facing up against Cook, 15 feet from the hoop. They get it to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, hook shot, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Morningside basketball, Alex Borchers. Borchers, kick out pass over to Egger. Egger back to Borchers, right side, Semedini. Semedini feeds it to Hahn. Hahn on the right wing, underneath to Cook. Cook working hard, gets the two-point bucket, his fourth field goal of the half. He has 13 points. Defenders lead 38-35, under a minute to go in the first half. O'Donnell with the basketball, and we've got a foul on the play called on Egger. Brody Egger whistled for his second personal foul. And Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line. He's got 6 points. He'll shoot a 1-1. 1-1 on the way for Andrew O'Donnell. Free throw by Andrew is up and good. He's got another one on the way. 7 first half points for O'Donnell, averaging 9.3 points per game. Second free throw for O'Donnell. Dort College enjoying a 4-point lead right now. Second free throw is up and good. So O'Donnell makes them both, 2 for 2 from the charity stripe. Dort College leading 40-35. Morningside basketball as they take it up. Techmeyer with it, left side, under 50 seconds left now, 48 and counting. They feed it to Cook. They bring the double. He passes out of it, stolen away by Winterfeld. Now to O'Donnell. O'Donnell racing to the rim, lays it up with the left hand, right side, good. Steal by Winterfeld, basket by O'Donnell. Dort College leads by 7, 42-35. 6 second difference, shot clock and game clock. Pass to Cook. Cook dumps it off for Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers with a 2-point basket. And the Dort College defenders lead 42-37. Dort College will hold for the final shot as they bring it across half court. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen with it. 6 seconds left. Henriksen, 4. Lost it. Picks it up. 3 on the way. Missed it. No good. And that's the end of the half. Our score at halftime, Dort College 42, Morningside 37. Let's take a break and we'll be back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. We're at halftime, the Dort College defenders and Morningside Mustangs. 42-37, our score, Dort College leading by 5. Here are the halftime statistics. Well, before I do that, we'll tell you that we were tied at 7, 9, and 11, also at 14. Dort College led at one point, 19-14. Morningside went on a 7-0 run to lead 21-19. Dort College tied it at 21. Dort College trailed again 24-23. Took the lead at 25-24 and never trailed the rest of the half, building the lead to as many as 7, beg your pardon, 8, at 36-28. Morningside, 13 of 28 from the floor, 46%, 3 for 10 on threes, 30%, 8 for 10 on free throws, for 80%. For the Dort College defenders, they are 15 of 34 from the floor, 44.1%, 5 for 16 on threes, 31.3%, 7 of 7 on free throws, 100%. Dort College rebounding Morningside 20-13. Turnovers, Morningside 10, Dort College 10. Dort College 5 steals, Morningside had 8. The Morningside Mustangs, Bryce Cook leads them with 13 points. 8 for Ryan Techmeyer, 6 for Brody Egger, 2 for Pierce Almond, 4 for Alex Borchers, 3 for Matt Hahn, and 1 for Tyler Borchers for their total of 37. For the Dort College defenders, Alec Henriksen with 13. 12 for Marcus Winterfeld, 10 for Andrew O'Donnell. 3 for Ross Cooper off of the bench, 2 for Taylor Feenstra, and 2 for Josh Van Langen. The Dort College defenders led in rebounding by Alec Henriksen, Chandler Brunsting, and Josh Van Langen with 4 rebounds each, 3 for Marcus Winterfeld. For Morningside, Bryce Cook, Ryan Techmeyer, Alex Borchers with 2 rebounds. Matt Hahn has 3. Pierce Allman has 2 assists, and Alex Borchers has a pair for Morningside. For the defenders, Andrew O'Donnell has 2 assists. 5 different players have 1 steal each for the defenders. Pierce Allman and Brody Egger each have 2 steals for the Mustangs. 42-37 our score at half. Dort College leading by 5. Let's take another break and we'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Here are your halftime scores from around the conference. Concordia leads Doan 49-30 at halftime of that men's game. Northwestern leads Mount Marty in Orange City 41-24 also at the half. And Dort College leads Morningside at halftime 42-37. Briarcliff and Dakota Wesleyan, they got a late start. That one's running a good 10 minutes or so of playing time behind this one. So maybe early in the second half, we'll have a halftime score for you. Earlier tonight, Dort College defender women knock off Morningside 82-75. Dort College upsets the number 8 rated team in the country. And the defenders have now won 4 games out of their last 5 tries. Next up for the defender women, they will be hosting the College of St. Mary this Saturday. That is a 2 o'clock start time here at the DeWitt Gym. You can hear the game on KDCR 88.5 FM. And we're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR88.5.com. Let's take another break and we'll be back with the second half right after this. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. The Dort College defenders leading Morningside at halftime, wrapping up their warm-ups for the second half of play. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Ploym Publishing. For all your printing needs, delivering quality and on time since 1955 by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Aarons and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. We get set for the second half of basketball. Morningside with it. Alex Borchers will pass it left side, gives it up to Brody Egger. Egger with the basketball. Egger gives it up underneath to Cook. Cook pinned on the baseline. Comes away to Techmeyer. Techmeyer 17-footer is good. Ryan Techmeyer with 10 points. And the Dort College lead is 3, 42-39. Winterfeld passes over to Terpstra. Terpstra. Henriksen. They feed it down low to Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up, blocked from behind by Cook. Here comes Morningside. Morningside over the basketball. Morningside. Pass it left side over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer gets the return pass. Techmeyer, they feed it down low. Cook, they bring the double team. Borchers. Borchers will drive in. It's a one-point ball game. Alex Borchers with 6 points, and the Dort College lead is 42-41. Right side with it is Henriksen. Henriksen gives it up to Terpstra. Terpstra left side to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Terpstra. Terpstra right side working against Allman. Gives left side over to Henriksen. Feed it underneath to Winterfeld. Winterfeld trying to cross over. His shot off the glass is good. Marcus Winterfeld with 14. Dort College leads 44-41. Coming back the other way quickly. Shot up off the rim. No good. Rebound tapped by Cook. Controlled by Morningside. This is Egger. Egger on the left wing. They give it up to Cook. Cook into the corner. Now right side, Allman. Allman, 3, good. Pierce Allman ties it up, 44-44, 18-23 remaining in the ballgame. Left side with it is Terpstra. Terpstra gives it to Henriksen. Henriksen to the cutter, O'Donnell. O'Donnell on the left elbow, comes back over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Terpstra. Terpstra, 3, missed it, too strong, no good. Rebound, O'Donnell. O'Donnell feeds it underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra working against Cook. His shot is no good. They wave it off. The foul came before the shot. Foul's going to go on Bryce Cook, and that's number two on him. Tyler Borchers will check back into the game. Checking out will be Bryce Cook. Inbounding the basketball will be O'Donnell. O'Donnell triggering. Andrew gets it in over the top. Winterfeld. Winterfeld underneath O'Donnell. O'Donnell puts it up, blocked by Borchers out of bounds. It will be Dort College basketball. 44 all. 17:55 remaining. Pass in by Henriksen to Winterfeld. Winterfeld on the elbow, takes it in against Techmeyer, puts it up off the glass, no good. Rebound tipped, and we've got a foul called on the play against Taylor Feenstra. Feenstra whistled for the personal. That's foul number two. Beg your pardon, three on Taylor. And the Morningside Mustangs will inbound the basketball. Inbounding. They get it up the floor. This is Egger. Morningside shooting for their first lead in a while. They give it underneath Borchers. Borchers working in against Feenstra. Kick out pass over to Egger. Egger, left side. Techmeyer, three. Good. Techmeyer with 13. And the Mustangs lead 47-40. Left side is Terpstra. Terpstra to Feenstra. Feenstra puts it up in traffic, but a foul on the play. It's either going to be on Borchers or Almond. They're going to give it to Borchers, and that's number three on him. So Tyler Borchers picks up his third personal foul. Matt Clemmie's waiting at the scorer's table. He'll be checking in for Borchers. First one is no good. Another one on the way. Another free throw on the way for Taylor Feenstra. So Feenstra trying to make it a two-point ball game. And that one's up and through. So Feenstra makes one of two. And the defenders trail 47-45. 47-45, our score. Pass goes left side. Morningside, they give it to Almond. Almond to Techmeyer. Guarded there by O'Donnell. Techmeyer driving in with a left hand. Short-armed it. No good, but there for the rebound and the putback is Matt Clemmie. Clemmie makes it a four-point ball game, 49-45. Right side with it is Henriksen. Henriksen feeds it to Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra, Henriksen. Henriksen to Terpstra, right wing. Terpstra kicks it into the corner. O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three, misses everything. Short, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Techmeyer. Techmeyer over the basketball. Techmeyer in the corner. Morningside basketball. They run a pick and roll. Now Clemmie will back out of the pick and roll. Instead, they go to Borchers. Borchers on the left wing. Gets it back out to Almond. Almond buries a three. And Morningside has taken a 52-45 lead, outscoring Dort College 15-3 to start the second half of play. Let's take a break. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the defenders. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders on the short end of a 52-45 decision right now. So Dort College down seven. .16:05 remaining in this contest. And the Dort College defenders will bring it up with Alec Henriksen. Henriksen on the left side. Henriksen gets the return pass. He's got it out front. Comes back right side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld back to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball in between the circles out front. He feeds it right side over to Van Lingen. Van Lingen with the basketball. Van Lingen gets it back to Henriksen. Henriksen the floater. Right side missed it. Short, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Morningside with a chance to take a 9 or 10-point lead. Three on the way. Almond, it's a 10-point ball game. Pierce Almond with three threes in the second half. It's 55-45. Morningside in front by 10. Morningside has turned a 5-point deficit into a 10-point advantage in less than 5 minutes. Been Langan in traffic, shot off a glass, no good, but a foul on the play called on Clemmy. And Van Langen will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot two free throws. So two free throws on the way for Van Langen. Van Langen shooting a pair. He's 2 for 2 today. He's got a couple of points. And that one misses, no good. Line drive rattled it. Another free throw on the way for Van Langen. 15-12 remaining in regulation, and Dort College has to stop the bleeding and then start chipping away. Second free throw by Van Langen is up and through, so Van Langen makes one of two, and the deficit is 9-55-246. Dort College has been outscored 18-4 to start the second half of play. Hot front with it is Almond. Almond feeling it. He's got four threes. 14 points for the ball game for Almond. And the Mustangs lead it by a dozen, 58-46, and they're close to blowing this game open. Terpstra with the basketball. Dort College needs a bucket and then get some stops put together. Pass down low to Van Langen. Van Langen off of the glass, good. Josh Van Langen with 5 points. And the defenders trail 58-48. Alex Borchers looking right side, gets it over to Tackmeyer. Tackmeyer gets a ball screen. Kick out pass, swing pass over the top. Borchers three, good. Alex Borchers with 9 points, and the defenders trail 61-48. Terpstra, Winterfeld three, off the side of the iron, no good. And the rebound is taken away by Egger. Egger to Almond, Almond to Borchers. Borchers comes back left side, comes back over to Brody Egger. Egger into the corner. Underneath Clemmy. Clemmy's shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Van Langen. Josh will be called for his second personal foul. 61-48, Dort College down a baker's dozen. Matt Clemmy tonight, a field goal. 11-15 for the season from the free throw line. First one is off the mark, no good for Clemmy. He's a senior from Spencer. Van Langen checks out of the ballgame. And a second free throw on the way for Clemmy. This one's up, and that one's short, no good. Score remains 61-48. Left side pass, Brunsting. Brunsting down to the baseline, gives it up to Terpstra. Now Brunsting. To Winterfeld, and Winterfeld's cross-court pass is stolen by Borchers, and Terpstra commits a foul immediately. It's foul number two on Terpstra, team foul number three on the defenders. Van Langen checks back into the ballgame. Checking out will be Winterfeld. So Winterfeld is out of the ballgame. And the Mustangs have the basketball, leading by 13, 13-33 remaining in this ballgame. Out front with it is Egger. Dort College jams on the ball screen. They give it outside instead to Van Genkel for Morningside. Van Genkel will pull the trigger, right wing three, missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Coming up with it is Henriksen. Henriksen into the front court. Alec with it. Alec hesitates, has it stripped away, and it's touched by Henriksen. Goes out of bounds, last touch by the defenders. It'll be Morningside basketball. Morningside basketball. And the Mustangs, Alex Borchers has it. Borchers, they give it to Cook. Cook blocked on the play by Henriksen, but Henriksen commits the foul. Cooper's going to check into the game for the defenders. 61-48 our score. Morningside leading by 13, and they've taken control of this ball game. Henriksen checks out of the basketball contest. Bryce Cook makes the first free throw. He is now 6-for-7 tonight from the charity stripe. That one's up and good as well. 15 for Cook. And it's a 15-point lead for the Mustangs, and they're close to putting a stranglehold on this one. Dort College needs some baskets and some stops. With it on the left side, Terpstra. Terpstra three, missed it, no good. Rebound Van Langen. Van Langen against Cook, puts it up, shot no good. Dort bench wanted a foul call. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. So Dort College will inbound the basketball. Ross Cooper will toss it in. Cooper looking, gets it into Terpstra. Terpstra out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, Brunsting. Brunsting with it. Brunsting to Cooper. Cooper the cut. Steady comes back out front. Out front, Brunsting. Brunsting, O'Donnell. O'Donnell down to the baseline. O'Donnell step back. His 12-footer no good. But they're going to call him for a clear out with a forearm, and O'Donnell whistled for the personal, his first. ...63-48, Dort College down 15. Left side pass with the basketball, Morningside, Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel goes back to Borchers. Borchers to Hahn, Hahn to Egger, Egger back, left side Borchers. Alex Borchers has it on the left wing. Feed it down low to Cook. Cook puts it up, shot no good. Rebound taken down by Cooper. Ross Cooper with the basketball, Dort College down 63-48. O'Donnell driving in. High off of the glass with the right hand from the left side. Good. He's got 12. And the defenders trail 63-50. 63-50, Morningside basketball. Left wing with it is Van Ginkel, well beyond the three-point line. Pass errant, taken away by Van Lang. And here's Dort College with a chance to cut into the lead. Pass into the corner, Cooper. Cooper, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tapped out by Van Langen. Ball's loose. It's down on the floor. It's kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Checking out of the game will be Egger. Danny Voss will check in for the defenders. Ross Cooper will check out. So Voss in the ballgame for the first time tonight. Voss throws it in, gets it in to Brunsting. Brunsting with it in between the circles. Comes back to Terpstra. Terpstra with it on the left side. Terpstra driving in, kick out. Brunsting, Brunsting three, good. Chandler Brunsting knocks down a three. It's a 10-point ball game, 63-53. Let's see if that ignites the defenders. With it on the left side, Morningside with a 10-point lead, 11 minutes to go. Van Ginkel driving in, drops it off for Cook, and Cook is fouled on the play by Van Langen. Bryce Cook will go to the free throw line. Josh Van Langen whistled for his third personal foul. 10:58 remaining. First free throw on the way for Cook is up and through. 16 for Cook. 8 points from the free throw line. Another free throw on the way for Bryce Cook. Second free throw by Cook, no good. It's an 11-point ball game, 64-53. O'Donnell, hard to the basket, his shot no good, but he's fouled on the play. Fouls charged to Matthew Hahn as O'Donnell took it to the basket on the left side of the lane. Tried to finish with the right hand and got hacked on the arm. Hahn whistled for his first personal. So O'Donnell will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's 2-for-2 tonight, 68% free throw shooter. First one is up and through for O'Donnell. O'Donnell now for the season, 42-for-60. And he's getting awfully close to 70%. And he makes that one as well. And I believe, if my math is correct, he'll be over 70% now. 43 for six. 43 for 61 for the season. North College down 9, 64 to 55. Shot in the lane, no good by Tyler Borchers. Rebound cleared by the defenders. Brunsting, diagonal pass winner to Henriksen. Henriksen is fouled on the play. And it's Tyler Borchers who has just picked up his fourth personal foul. ...64-55, North College down 9. Alec Henriksen with an opportunity to shoot free throws and cut into the lead with the clock stopped. Alec Henriksen, first free throw is good. He's got 14. Borchers checks out of the ballgame. Cook checks in. Another free throw on the way for Henriksen. So Henriksen, another free throw, trying to make it a 7-point game, and does. 64-57. Henriksen makes two free throws. He's got 15. He leads Dort College in scoring. Three players in double figures, and the Dort College defenders trail by 7 with 10:27 remaining. Techmeyer feeds it left wing. Cross-court pass over the top, Ben Ginkel. Ben Ginkel driving hard to the lane. Kicks it over to Egger. Egger, three, no good. And Terpstra is going to be called for a foul. So Brody Egger will go to the free throw line, and they'll give him three foul shots. That's three fouls on Dort College's Alex Terpstra. So free throws on the way for Egger. First one is up and good. 7 points for Egger. Can reestablish a 10-point lead with free throws. Second free throw is up and good for Egger. And the next free throw on the way, with it's currently 66-57. This one's up, and that one's good as well. So Egger makes all three. He's got 9 points. And the defenders trail 67-57. Timeout on the floor, charge to Morningside. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. It's Dort College basketball after the timeout. Dort College down 10, 67-57. They had it down to 7 moments ago, and then three free throws by Egger made it a 10-point game again. Pass goes out front with it right side, Brunsting. Brunsting to Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball, and Henriksen is fouled on the play. Henriksen fouled on the play by Ryan Techmeyer. Techmeyer whistled for his second personal foul. So Techmeyer, Dort College not shooting free throws yet. Next foul will result in the bonus. And Zach Bussard whistled for the travel underneath the basket. Bussard tried to wheel in the lane and got whistled for traveling. And here come the Mustangs, leading by 10, 67-47. Ben Ginkel with the basketball. Pass goes left side. Swing pass over the top for Almond. Almond had the hot hand early. Pass goes left side over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the basketball. Almond. Almond on the left wing. Almond back over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer down to the baseline. Spin move. Stops. Leans. His shot no good. Rebound Cook. Cook puts it back. Cook with 18. And the lead grows to 12, 69-57. Henriksen hesitates. In traffic. His shot no good. But there for the tap in is Bussard. Bussard with a 2-point basket. Defenders trail by 10, 69-59. 69-59, our score. Pass to Almond. Almond, three, missed it, no good. Rebound cleared by Winterfeld. Winterfeld off the deflection, brings it up the floor. Tended for Brunsting, taken away by Almond. So Almond steals the errant pass with 8.5 remaining. comes back, left side, Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel dumps it underneath for Cook, and Bussard commits the personal. That's three on Bussard. And free throws on the way for Bryce Cook. This will be a one and one. Bussard will check out of the game. So free throws on the way for Cook. One and one. First one is up and through. Another one for Cook. He's got a game-high 19 points. Morningside reestablishing control after Dort College had the lead down to 7. That one skips out. No good. 70-59. Morningside in front. Morningside has scored 33 points here in the second half. They've limited Dort College to 17. Pass is thrown away, intended for Henriksen. Terpstra is going to check into the ball game. Checking out will be Marcus Winterfeld. Van Ginkel will inbound the basketball. They get the ball inbounded to Alex Borchers. Now Almond on the right wing. Almond using up his dribble. Pulls up for three. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken down by Terpstra. Terpstra into the front court. Alex pulls it from 23. Shot no good. Terp has not had a good night tonight shooting. It's been a struggle. Driving the other way is Alex Borchers. Blocked by Brunsting. Saves it in over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen pulls up. His three is good. Alec Henriksen with a three. He's got 18. Dort College back to within 8, 70-62. Right side with it, Morningside. Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel, ball taken away by Brunsting. And Brunsting is going to be called for a foul as he dug down on the drive. So free throws on the way now for Van Ginkel. Looked like Van Ginkel got picked clean. Free throw on the way for Van Ginkel is up and good. And trying to stretch it out to a 10-point lead again. That one's up and good. So Van Ginkel makes them both. 72-62, our score. Into the front court is O'Donnell. Terpstra passes it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen driving in, and now we've got a reach in called on Morningside. So Alec Terpstra will go to the free, Alec Henriksen will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. Morningside will be in the double bonus. Free throw is up by Henriksen. It's good. Henriksen, an 87% free throw shooter entering the contest. He is now 93 for 106. Second free throw by Henriksen is good. And it's back to an 8-point ball game, 72-64. Right side with the basketball. Morningside, they get her over to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel against Terpstra. Nothing there. Now Egger guarded there by O'Donnell. They get a ball screen. Egger fires right side. Almond. Almond with the basketball. 6:47 remaining. Borchers tries to thread the needle over to Tyler Borchers. That was Alex to Tyler. It's stolen by Terpstra. Terpstra O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball back over to Henriksen. Henriksen in the corner and a foul on the play called on Almond. Pierce Almond whistled for his first personal. Team foul number 8 on Morningside in this half. And Alec Henriksen will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. Henriksen right now 6 for 6 from the free throw line. Allman checks out of the ball game. Free throw by Alec is up and through. Alec now 7-for-7 from the free throw line. It's a 7-point ball game again, 72-65. And 72-66. Henriksen makes them both. He's got 22. And the North College defenders trying to rally. Pass right side, Egger, guarded by Henriksen. Tyler Borchers looking to set a ball screen. North College brings the double team. Pass goes right side over to Techmeyer. Feed it down low, Tyler Borchers. North College brings the double team. Comes back over to Egger. Egger's shot blocked. Rebound tipped out, controlled by Morningside. Now Alex Borchers driving in. Ball stripped, taken away by Terp. Here comes North College. Left side, Henriksen, three ball. Nope. There for the tap-in is O'Donnell, no good. And O'Donnell is held on the play by Alex Borchers. Andrew O'Donnell will go to the free throw line for a 1-1. That's foul number 3 on Alex Borchers. 72-66, Dort College, down 6. Defenders have trailed by as many as 15. That was at 63-48. O'Donnell makes that free throw. O'Donnell now 5-for-5 from the free throw line. This will be the 14th free throw shot by Dort College here in the second half. They are currently 11 of 13. And 11 of 14. So they convert 1 of 2 with Andrew O'Donnell. North College down 5. Pass over the top. Saved by to Techmeyer from Egger. Pass goes left side over to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel gives it up to Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers left side to Egger. Egger, Techmeyer, 5.5 to go. Techmeyer driving in, double team, kick out pass, Borchers. Borchers three, in and out, no good. Rebound cleared by O'Donnell. Here comes North College. Andrew into the front court. Andrew, nothing there, feeds Feenstra. Feenstra with a right hand, reverse, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Morningside. Techmeyer has the basketball. He brings it across the half-court stripe. This is Alex Borchers. Borchers setting the offense. Pass left side over to Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers on the wing. Now Egger. Egger back over to Borchers. Borchers to Cook. Cook's pass deflected. Stolen away by O'Donnell. Here comes North College. O'Donnell feeds it ahead to Terpstra. And Terpstra puts it up. And he is fouled on the play. And Alex Terpstra will go to the free throw line. And he will shoot 2. So Terpstra to shoot a pair with his team, down 5, 72-67. Dort College right now on a 5-0 run. 2 free throws on the way for Terp. First one is good. He's got another one coming. Second free throw. And we've got a timeout on the floor, charged to Morningside. Timeout Morningside, back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College down 4, 72-68, now 72-69. Alex Terpstra makes both free throws, his first points of the evening, and the defenders trail by 3. Morningside basketball with it on the left side. Techmeyer looking down low for Cook, and the ball is deflected out by O'Donnell. It'll be Dort College basketball on the baseline. 4:33 remaining. Morningside inbounding. Van Ginkel deep in the corner. Comes out front to Techmeyer. 18 to shoot. Techmeyer drives into the left hand. Missed it. No good. Tap in. No good by Cook, and it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It will be Dort College basketball. Dort College was down 64-57 at the 10:27 mark. They've cut the lead down to 3, 72-69 right now. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell on the right wing. And we've got a foul on the play called on Chandler Brunsting. Brunsting whistled for a illegal screen. That's foul number three on Brunsting. And Orr College uses a 30-second timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Timeout on the floor. Dort College back with more in a moment. 72-69, Dort College down three. Morningside with a chance to extend the lead again. After Dort College missed on their opportunity. Shot blocked from behind by Terpstra. Rebound Terpstra. Here comes Henriksen. Henriksen at the top of the key. Passes left side O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it up to Brunsting. Brunsting, Terp. Terp, three ball, missed it short, no good. Rebound Brunsting. Henriksen, the bomb, three, in and out, no good. Rebound tapped out, controlled by Terpstra. Terpstra with the basketball. Terpstra down to the baseline, nothing there. Spin move out of it. Comes back out front to O'Donnell. Henriksen let that one fly from about 28 feet, and it was just short. Pass goes left side O'Donnell. Dort College down three. O'Donnell, Brunsting, Brunsting, Terp, get one there. Yes! It skipped around and falls through. Alex Terpstra ties it at 72. 3:18 remaining. Terpstra's three. Got it to go, and driving the other way, knocking down the two is Alex Borchers. Morningside regains a two-point lead, 74-72. Henriksen shot no good, but a foul on the play called on Alex Borchers. That's number four on him. And Alec Henriksen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Henriksen with 22. He leads all players. So two free throws on the way for the sophomore from Spirit Lake, and he misses that one. Henriksen now 8 for 9 from the free throw line. And another free throw on the way. This one's up, and that one's good. So Henriksen makes one of two. It's a one-point ball game. Dort College down. 3 minutes remaining. Van Ginkel with the basketball. Pass goes out front. They look for Cook. Egger reverses to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel to Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the basketball out front. Techmeyer driving in. Shot is blocked out of bounds by Terpstra. It will be Morningside basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Van Ginkel. He gets it into Techmeyer. Techmeyer against O'Donnell. Lost it. It's down on the floor. Picked up by Van Langen. Here comes Dort College to O'Donnell. O'Donnell stops at the top of the key. Feeds the trailer. Henriksen, three ball. No. Rebound tipped. It's still loose. Picked up by Brunsting. Hands it to Terpstra. Terpstra, O'Donnell. O'Donnell, three, short, no good. Rebound cleared by Morningside. Morningside with the basketball. Techmeyer will walk it up. Both teams with three timeouts remaining. Both teams in the double bonus. 2:15 left in regulation. Borcher step back, decides against it. Kick out pass, Van Ginkel, three ball, yes. Brody Van Ginkel with five, and the defenders trail 77-73. Now you need a bucket. Left side pass, Terpstra. Dort College down two possessions. Terpstra gives it back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Van Langen. Van Langen with the basketball. Van Langen working against Cook. Puts it up, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Van Langen with an opportunity at the three-point play. Trying to cut it down to a one-point ball game again. That's foul number three on Bryce Cook. Tyler Borchers will check into the ballgame. Borchers checks in. Cook will check out. 1:48 remaining in regulation. Van Langen with the three-point play opportunity. So Van Langen will step up to the free throw line. And Van Langen's free throw is short, no good. 77-75, Dort College down two. Dort College, a couple of costly missed free throws in their last four attempts. And Alec Henriksen is going to be called for a block. Free throws on the way for Brody Ager. Ager, an 84% free throw shooter. He'll shoot two here. That foul went on Alec Henriksen and is his second. 77-75, Dort College. Trailing by two. Ager with two free throws, trying to reestablish a four-point ball game. Ager's free throw is up, hangs on the rim, and falls through. Another one for Ager. So Dort College tied it at 72 with 3:18 remaining. And now Morningside with a chance to get the lead back to four. Ager, a second free throw. It's 4 for 4 today. Now 5 for 5. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Morningside. 79-75. Dort College down four. We'll be back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. Dort College trailing 79-75. Dort College with a basketball. It's a four-point difference. 1:38 remaining in regulation. Brunstinged inbound the basketball. He gets it into O'Donnell. O'Donnell across the timeline. Andrew's going to take it hard to the basket. Gives it off to Feenstra. Feenstra to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. 1:30 remaining. They dump it down low. Intended for Henriksen. Back over to Feenstra off the deflection. Feenstra back over to Terpstra. Dort College with the basketball. Terpstra. Ball fake. They feed it to Feenstra. Feenstra against Borchers. Feenstra looking for someone to pass to. Instead, he's going to get called for a 5 seconds call. That one hurts. 27-second possession by the defenders, and they come up empty. Don't get a shot off. Now Morningside with a chance to build on a four-point lead. A two-possession advantage for the defenders. Now you need a stop. If you don't get a stop, you're in deep trouble. Van Ginkel. Pass left side over to Ager. Ager comes back over to Borchers. That's Alex Borchers. Van Ginkel drives in. Shot blocked by Terpstra out of bounds. It'll be Morningside basketball with 8 seconds on the shot clock. Got to get a stop. Got to get the basketball back.
Andrew, start quick.
79-75. They get it into Techmeyer. Techmeyer looking for Borchers. Dort College brings the double. Underneath, Alex Borchers over to Techmeyer. Techmeyer, Ager. Ager, three. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Brunsting. Here comes Dort College. Brunsting into the front court. Chandler feeds Terpstra. Terpstra, long three. Off the mark, no good. Rebound Techmeyer. Techmeyer over the basketball. 28 seconds remaining. Dort College has to commit a foul. Techmeyer in the backcourt. Techmeyer passes across, and they get it over to Ager, and Ager is fouled on the play. And Brody Ager will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Dort College down four. 19.1 seconds remaining. Ager free throw in and out, no good. Another one on the way. Feenstra will check out of the ball game. And a second free throw. Egger's second free throw is up, and that one's good. So Ager makes one of two. And the defenders trail 80-75. Henriksen driving to the basket. His layup good. Henriksen with 25. And the Dort College defenders trail 80-77. And there's a timeout on the floor charged to Dort College. This will be a full-length timeout. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more in a moment. 14 seconds remaining in this one. Dort College trailing Morningside 80-77. Dort College will have to go for the steal on the inbounds play. If they don't get the steal, have to commit a foul immediately. And inbounding the basketball with the length of the floor in front of him will be Techmeyer. York College will not guard the inbounder. They will double team Egger. Techmeyer looking. And we had a hold called on the defenders. And Alec Henriksen got called for a hold on the inbounds play. And Egger will shoot two. He can as much as finish this one off with a couple of, with one made free throw. He can make it a two possession ball game. Free throw by Egger is up, and that one's good, and that pretty well does it. Egger with 7 points in the second half, 13 for the ball game. All seven of those points coming from the free throw line here in the second half. And Egger's second free throw is up, and that one's in and out, no good. 81-77, North College down four. Into the front court, Henriksen. Three-pointer, in and out, no good. And a foul called on the rebound against Morningside. That one's going to go on Tyler Borchers. So Borchers will foul out of the ballgame with 1 point. And 7.4 seconds remaining. Well, now you make one free throw and miss the second one. With 7.4 remaining. So now you need a tap out if you're Dort College, if O'Donnell makes the first one. 81-78, Dort College. You need a tap out. And a three. 7.4 seconds remaining. O'Donnell's free throw. Misses the rim. And Chandler Brunsing will check back into the ballgame. O'Donnell and Van Langen will check out. Techmeyer to inbound, gets it into Cimadini. Cimadini back to Techmeyer, and Techmeyer is fouled on the play. And Techmeyer will shoot two free throws with 5.4 seconds remaining. That's foul number four on Henriksen. So free throws on the way for Techmeyer, an 86% free throw shooter. And that one's down, and that's the ballgame. 5.4 seconds remaining. Would take something terribly out of the ordinary now. Second free throw on the way for Techmeyer. This one's up and good. Techmeyer makes them both. And with 5.4 seconds remaining, Dort College trails by 5, 83-78. Dort College will use a full-length timeout. Back with the final play of this contest right after this. 83-78, Morningside leading by 5. Dort College never led in the second half after relinquishing the lead at 47-44. Morningside outscored Dort College 10-2 to start the second half. Dort College used this timeout, down 5. Opportunity to run a length of the floor play. Give you a chance to try and execute something in a game situation. And now Dort College will inbound the basketball. Winterfeld will throw a length of the floor, length of the court pass, and it's stolen by Van Genkel. That's the ball game. Our final score: Morningside 83, Dort College 78. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a recap of our men's basketball contest right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College loses by a final score of 83-78 to the Morningside Mustangs this evening. Nord College comes back from a 15-point deficit to tie it at 72-all. Morningside outscores Nord College 11-6 over the final 3:18. Nord College had a shot to tie it down 80-77, but was unable to convert. And Morningside makes enough free throws to fend off the defender rally in the final moments. We will get to all of the numbers in just a little bit, but Dalton Franken, Nord College senior, has taken a seat beside me. We visited with Alex Terpstra and Danny Voss after senior day. What is that, about 10 days ago now? And we have the opportunity now to visit with Dalton. And Dalton, obviously, tough one to sit and watch. You've been sidelined now for a few weeks. I believe the last time you played was against Morningside the last time around. I would imagine down there on the bench in street clothes, obviously not where you want to be with this team.
No, it's tough. It's tough playing a different role, but, you know, I still look at myself as a leader of this team, and the guys still let me, you know, kind of be a coach to them, and I just try to help out as much as I can and tell them what I'm seeing, what they're doing wrong on the floor and what they're doing well. And definitely not the role I want to be in, but it's one that I accept. I'm just glad to still be a part of the team.
4 weeks, 4 weeks ago, you faced Morningside, and a pretty sore knee after the Christmas break. And take me through what happened after Christmas that led you to the point where we're at right now.
You know, there really isn't like one practice or anything that really stands out that I really messed my knee up. It was just kind of a thing, just a nagging injury type of deal. Had some swelling. Went into the doctor, got some MRIs, and they saw some stuff that they could go in and clean up. Said I'd be, you know, looking at 3 to 5 weeks. So I figured after the Morningside game, just get it done and be back in time, you know, for the last push to get into conference. And when they got in there, it was just a little bit worse than they thought. And I've been on the bench ever since.
What's the future hold for you? What are the plans, I guess, for the summer and then beyond? What's happening for Dalton Franken?
Yep, be graduating in May with the rest of the seniors on our team, with a marketing major and a criminal justice minor, doing some internships this semester and sending out applications, and getting ready to join the real world.
What led you to Dort College? 4 years ago, you were a senior at Atlantic, Iowa. Had some other opportunities in front of you. Dort College was in the mix. What brought you to Sioux Center, Iowa?
You know, they really had everything I was looking for in a school. I wanted to come to, obviously, a school that had a great basketball tradition and great players, great coaches, and we obviously have that here. And it's a very good academic school as well, so my parents were really happy with me coming to a school that was going to make me focus on my academics and put me in a good position to have a, you know, successful career and a successful life after college.
What are you going to remember about your time at Dort College?
You know, I'm going to remember all the great people we have, all the great fans we have, great coaches, great teammates, great friends. This is a special place. You really can't describe it until you're really here and get to be a part of it. So I'm going to miss it.
Dalton, thanks for coming by. Obviously, not the way we want to be visiting at this point. You have traversed the highs and lows, and I credit you with the attitude you've been able to take. I understand fully it is not an easy role that you are filling right now. Thank you for what you've given to the Dort College basketball program.
Absolutely. Thank you for all the support you've given us, Mike. We appreciate it.
That's Dalton Franken, graduating senior this May, and talking about his career here at Dort College. Let's take a look at the numbers for Dort College. First of all, Dort College 24 for 64 from the floor, 37.5%, 8 for 32 on threes, 25%, 22 of 28 from the free throw line, 79%. For the Mustangs, they were 25 of 56 from the floor, 45%, 10 for 22 on threes, 46%. And they were 23 of 31 from the free throw line for 74%. The Mustangs were out-rebounded 46 to 30. They did force 19 turnovers, 11 of them by steal. Dort College had forced 15 Morningside turnovers, 10 of them were by steal. Alec Henriksen led the way for the defenders with 25 points. Andrew O'Donnell had 16. Marcus Winterfeld added 14, 12 in the first half. Josh Van Lingen ends with 7. Alex Terpstra, 5. Taylor Feenster, Chandler Brunsting, Ross Cooper with 3 each. 2 for Zach Bussard. For Morningside, 19 for Bryce Cook. 14 for Pierce Almond. 13 for Brody Egger. 15 for Ryan Techmeyer. 11 for Alex Borchers. 5 for Brody Van Ginkle. 3 for Matthew Hahn. 1 for Tyler Borchers. And 2 for Matthew Clemmy. Andrew O'Donnell, 9 rebounds today. Chandler Brunsting also got in for 9 rebounds. Josh Van Lingen had 7. 5 each for Alec Henriksen and Marcus Winterfeld. For Morningside, Ryan Techmeyer had 8 rebounds, 4 for Bryce Cook, and 4 for Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers also had 5 assists. Ryan Techmeyer and Pierce Almond had 3 assists each for the Mustangs. 2 assists for Andrew O'Donnell, and 2 for Chandler Brunsting. 3 steals for Alex Terpstra, 2 steals each for Andrew O'Donnell and Josh Van Lingen. Our numbers, the scoreboard then looks like this. And I believe everything has gone final now. Pencil in the last one. And it looks like this. Concordia over Doan, 98-71. Briarcliff over Dakota Wesleyan, 106-80. Northwestern over Mount Marty, 97-62. It was Morningside over Dort, 83-78. As I scratch out the standings, looks like this. Dakota Wesleyan and Northwestern are both 12-4. Midland and Prior Cliff are both 11-4. Morningside is in fifth place at 9-6. Concordia is in sixth place at 7-7. Hastings is in seventh place at 7-8. Dort College is in eighth at 4-12. Then you've got Doan at 3-12. Mount Marty is 0-15. GPAC games this weekend, Doan at Morningside, Hastings at Mount Marty, Concordia at Briarcliff, Midland at Northwestern. Women's game only, College of St. Mary is at Dort. Sunday contest at the Corn Palace, Concordia is at Dakota Wesleyan for women's and men's basketball. Once again, our final scores, women's play, Dort College over Morningside, 82-75. Men's play, Morningside over Dort College, 83-78. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.